You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Schools Today special edition on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Time is exactly 9 o'clock on this frigid Monday morning in Chicago. And co-hosting Wayne Magyars.
In a brief nutshell, it's going to be really chilly today.
That's right. You guys won't let me forget that. In a brief nutshell, that's the title of my new book.
For those of our listeners who aren't regular to this program, the good father was interviewing Bishop Perry, wasn't it?
Correct.
And you asked him to describe in a brief nutshell something. He just
Father
looked,
Tolton.
He just kind of Father Tolton. He kind of looked at the table. A brief nutshell.
What is a brief nutshell?
What exactly is a brief nutshell?
And I had another good one too, a classic. Jim Dish, do you remember?
There are many.
Beside the brief nutshell, we'll have to get to it. Maybe a caller.
We have a whole room full of archives of all the outtakes.
It's right, all the outtakes. Our number 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408 on Catholic Schools Today. And Wayne, who is the Vice President and Chief of Staff of Loyola University. Wayne, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was restful. Got a lot of chores done around the house, which is good.
Anything amazing with yesterday's brutal weather, 15 degrees below, wind chill.
Did you go to the Bears game?
No.
If you had a ticket to sit outside, would you go to the Bears game?
Sure.
A little hesitation there. So kind of a fair weather.
We had a wonderful Advent Lessons and Carols at St. Mary's Parish in Evanston. It was wonderful, beautiful, with Diane Fox and her choir members singing beautifully. And regarding the Bears game, didn't miss anything.
No.
I think Jim Dish had a great line. He says, the New England Patriots played at a different level. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bears are good, and the Patriots are great. So that's our sports wrap-up, and we'll do weather after the first break. St. Alphonsus Liguori School in Prospect Heights. Theme for the school year is Lord, when did we see you? Students have helped with various charities to help those in need. Currently, students are holding a coat drive. The St. Al's Service Club sponsors a monthly food collection that helps feed hundreds of families, senior citizens, single parent families, and the working poor who struggle to stretch their meager wages to cover their weekly expenses. And in this economy, Wayne, it's really going from bad to worse. And with us we have, via the phone, Peter Tantillo, the St. Alphonsus Liguori School principal in Prospect Heights. Pete, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Well, thank you very much.
And how long have you been a principal at St. Alphonsus School?
This is my ninth year here.
Your ninth year.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us something about Lord, when did we see you? First of all, who came up with that terrific theme?
My assistant principal and I usually brainstorm over the summer. We often take either a scripture quote or some other familiar phrase, maybe a quote from a hymn, and we use that as our theme, and we build on that during the various months of the school year. This year, we were thinking about service, and it struck us that that quote from Matthew, the 25th chapter of Matthew, it's from the Last Judgment. You know, Christ identified when people saw him, because they as he was inviting the righteous people to come into the kingdom, they questioned when they had served him, when they had fed him when he was hungry or thirsty, and he said, "When you did these for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it for me." So we thought that would be a way of giving us a variety of service activities for the year. And really, it's expanded even more than that. We focus on bulletin articles, newsletter articles, reflections at school masses, reminding the school community that that we see Christ in many ways. not the least of which is our service and outreach to people.
Pete, tell us a little bit about the students at St. Alphonsus Liguria. You have a very strong ethic of service, if you will, among your students, especially with all the events that they're involved in. So how does that come to be, and how does that play out in the student body?
Well, we do. We have an interesting and diverse population, and yet within the Wheeling and Prospect Heights communities, there's a large contingent of working poor. We have a variety of families who just really have a hard time making ends meet, and so the parish has made a commitment over the years, and this has been around well before I ever arrived here. We're a PAD site, which is public action to deliver shelter once a
week. Pete, how long has that PAD shelter been happening at St. Alphonsus Liguria?
Well over 10 years.
That's terrific.
And we're the Saturday night site, and mm-hmm. so we welcome the homeless on Saturday night and provide them with meals and a place to sleep. And, you know, it's even more than that. There is a little socializing, a little community building kind of thing. There's television on for entertainment. We really do try to make them feel at home.
So really, you have a strong connection between parish and school.
We do,
in reaching out to the poor.
Sure.
And so these children who are connecting both with school and with parish are seeing, like, truly, you know, service in action. And now, what are some of the things happening regarding your theme, Lord, when did we see you?
Well, this month, we're clothing the naked, might be stretching it a little bit, but we're doing this coat drive and focusing on how that is really reaching out to people in need and comforting them with clothing that we can share, lightly used clothing, of coats and mittens and scarves and that kind of thing. This coat drive is a way for kids to really feel that they're reaching out and helping others, and hopefully recognizing that they're doing that for Christ, in the body of Christ, that these are people who are in need.
Pete, do you find that students today that you see at your place come in with an exposure to or desire for service to give back, or is it something that they really are first exposed to when they come through your doors?
You know, it's a little of both. I think we take them with some experience. I mean, there are some parish families that are heavily committed to the service work of the parish. We have a food pantry that serves the community also every other week during the year, and then at Christmas we collect presents. We have a giving tree, and many parishes do this, but it's earmarked for the people who are collecting food from the food pantry during the year. So kids have seen this with their own families. They've helped, perhaps they've even volunteered with these various projects. So when they come in, we're trying to move them beyond that, to not just see that as work to do, but as a real ministry. They're reaching out to others.
And have you seen an uptick in a demand for a lot of the work that your students do, given the economy over the past several years?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
How so, Pete?
Pardon?
How so?
Well, I've heard that the number of bags of food that are given out on the Saturdays at the food pantry has practically doubled. The number of people requesting Christmas gifts for their families has greatly increased. There's just been a great increase.
And so this would really affect both parishioners of St. Alphonsus Liguria and the borders beyond.
It is. They are parishioners, but beyond our own parishioners, there are lots of people within the neighborhood, within the Wheeling and Prospect Heights communities, and they certainly to benefit from any of these services. They don't need to be parishioners, nor do they need to be Catholic.
Peter Tantillo is the principal at St. Alphonsus Liguria School in Prospect Heights. We're talking about their Lord, When Do We See You themed service program going on there, and their monthly food collection opportunities, coat drives, and the like. And we'll continue when we come back. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. This is Catholic Schools Today, and we'll be right back.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Catholic Community of Faith, Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. The time is exactly 9:11 on this frigid Monday morning in Chicago into our third week of Advent. And, you know, Wayne, it's incredible how quickly the Advent season is flying by. And yet I think many people lose focus of what Advent is all about, a time of waiting and preparation.
We had actually a great program on Friday, the day that you blew off here, with Father Jim McElhone, who is the newly appointed Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese, talking about the infancy narratives. A tremendous story and a great way to kind of tie the Advent season, early parts of it of anticipation moving into joy and hope for the second half of Advent. And he was wonderful in laying out the Gospels of Matthew and Luke for us for the infancy narrative. So it was good.
Yeah, Father Jim McElhone is super teaching on the faculty.
You were listening, no doubt.
I was listening the whole time.
Yes, of course.
And our guest,
is that what it was?
Peter Tantillo, principal at St. Alphonsus Liguori School in Prospect Heights. Pete, before we get into, you know, maybe your own background, how this has affected you with all this service, is you got some service projects happening with the preschool or kindergartners?
That's right. Our preschool has had this project over the years. They have a little artificial Christmas tree in their classroom, and the children decorate it. They're asked to bring in mittens and gloves and scarves, and they use those for the decorations. And the object of that is to collect those, and then at the end to donate those to, again, to people in need. So it kind of goes parallel to our coat drive this year in helping people in need.
Pete, to what extent do you see in your work as principal that the parents of students get kind of plugged into the service component of your school? I ask that question because, you know, students who come in with a background or at least a proclivity to service and helping others, that's typically inbred at the family level by mom and dad who talk about it,
who set it
as a priority and do it within their own family structure.
Sure. Well, we almost force the issue, in effect, because kids are constantly involved in bringing things in. There are some things that they do, but there are also things that they need to bring from home in order to participate, like, you know, a canned food drive. They're not necessarily going to run over to the grocery store and pick up those items. They discuss that with their parents, and the parents send them with items. So we have a monthly food drive that benefits we have a food pantry here, but this one benefits St. James Parish on Wabash in the city. They have a very large food pantry, and our kids do a monthly drive for them.
On a different level, you know, you said earlier in the program, Pete, that you've been principal there for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you signed up or signed that contract as principal at St. Alphonsus Liguori School, now all of a sudden, here you are on the radio today regarding the theme, Lord, when did we see you? So you have, you know, Peter Tantillo, the principal of a school, which is an incredibly important ministry work that you do. There's a whole other side that you are involved in, this whole area of service. How has it touched your life?
Well, it really has touched my life. It gives me an opportunity not just to to be of service, to minister to people in need, but to teach another generation about that. And so I really value that. It's really an important part of what I do as principal. Sharing the faith with kids and sharing this dimension of our faith, our service and outreach, I think is really it's very gratifying for me as an administrator.
As a out of curiosity, was this part of your own childhood upbringing?
It wasn't. If anything, I remember as a child hearing stories from my older sisters and from my parents that they were on the receiving end of it. I remember hearing my sisters talk about growing up during the Depression and how it was really something they benefited from. Now, while I was never on the receiving end of it myself, I know that my family was. And so it really means a lot to me because... Well, we've seen both sides of it, and it's certainly encouraged me to be a little bit more of service than to just ignore those needs in others.
Pete, how do you tie this all back to one's faith experience, faith traditions? At St. Alphonsus Liguori, obviously, you have a lot of students involved in a lot of different service projects, and that's a good thing on the surface. But at the end of the day, and I think it speaks to the theme of this year's program, it's important to make that connection back to the Catholic faith. And how do you do that with your students?
Well, in a few ways. I write a newsletter article, and hopefully this goes to parents. I don't think the kids are reading our newsletter, but some of the older kids may read it. But I usually do a tie-in for summarizing what's happened that month or the coming month. And in another way, Father has allowed me to, our pastor, Father Kurt, has allowed me to, at school masses, once a month, to deliver a reflection on this. And I usually try to focus on our theme and the particular ways that we've seen Christ, during that month in service and outreach.
That would be Father Kurt Lambert, right?
Correct.
Tell him I say hello. He's a great priest, the Archdiocese of Chicago.
He is.
And the thing is, what I find fascinating in the work that you're doing, Pete, in this whole theme, this really has become like a year-long theme, Lord, when did we see you?
Mm-hmm.
I find that many people get extremely generous around Thanksgiving, around Christmas, which is incredibly important, and thank God. But somehow this whole theme you're running begins in September and goes to the end of the school year.
That's right.
So what are some of the activities you have coming up into January, February, March?
Well, in January we have we really celebrate Poverty Awareness Month, and there will be posters up, and the older kids will make posters and talk about poverty and do some research to make those posters, and we'll have food collections during that month. Later in the month we'll have a variety show, a talent show, and we'll charge admission at the door, but it becomes a benefit. The kids will be donating that to the proceeds from that show to Smile Train to have surgeries for kids with cleft palates in third world countries. We'll probably, to tie in that when I was in prison, you visited me. Well, we're not going to necessarily go to that extreme, but we probably will collect stationery and perhaps books and Bibles for those who are in prison. Through perhaps Colby House, ministries. So there's really something every month. We try to plan something for every month. During the month or the season actually of Lent, we will probably be doing a larger service project, such as like maybe the St. Jude's Children's Hospital Mathathon, which will be a way of reaching out to those kids who are sick and in need.
Well, the landscape of your service work certainly speaks to the tremendous needs that are out there on several fronts, and we want to wish you tremendous success and Godspeed in all you do as principal. Best of luck on your leadership at St. Alphonsus Liguori, and we hope to invite you back sometime in the future to talk more about some of the good things that you're doing.
Pete Cantillo. Thanks
very much. Thank you, Pete.
Pete Cantillo is the principal of St. Alphonsus Liguori School in Prospect Heights, and you're listening to Catholic Schools Today on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM, and we'll be right back.
haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Are you constantly on the go? Then stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary Parish in lovely, beautiful Evanston. Co-hosting with me this morning, Wayne Magyar is Vice President and Chief of Staff of Loyola University.
Never heard you describe Chicago. It as lovely, beautiful Evanston before.
Evanston's
but
a great town.
But it is.
I was raised in Park Ridge and been to Evanston a few times.
You're in a delightful neighborhood there.
It's really, it's a wonderful community in PN, a very diverse community in wonderful, faith-filled people. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. And the time is 9:22 in Chicago on this brisk, cold Monday morning. If you have a chance to stay in, stay in. And Wayne, weren't you saying to me that in Porter County right now, they're expecting 2 feet of snow today?
Yeah, lake effect snow in northeastern Indiana is, northwestern Indiana is just brutal.
And Michigan, you know, think about this. The worst snowstorm on record in Chicago, January of 67, 23.8 inches.
I wasn't born yet. I wouldn't know.
You liar. nice try. Nice try. And think a 2 foot snowstorm, that's people that are stranded right now.
It's a foot more than a foot. 2 feet.
Nothing gets by Wayne Magyar. That's why he gets the big
control,
bucks.
The whole control room laughed first, and you were just kind of like, wait a minute. That's right. A foot plus. That's right.
Nothing gets by me.
Nothing.
Oh, what do we have here? The National Catholic Educational Association has named Jennifer Kowieski from St. Josephat's School in Chicago the Region 7 Distinguished Catholic School Teacher. This award is presented to 12 teachers in the nation. Wow. Jennifer has taught at St. Josephat School for the last 6.5 years. She currently teaches math and science to the 7th and 8th grade students. She's also the 7th grade homeroom teacher and religion teacher. Jennifer Kowieski, welcome to Catholic Schools Today, and congratulations.
Thank you. Morning, Father Greg. Morning, Wayne.
Morning.
Great to have you on the program, Jen. Well, first of all, how were you selected? Did your principal nominate you? This is very prestigious that you're one of 12 in the whole United States. How did this happen?
It's, as you said, my principal, Colleen Cannon, nominated me for the award. And then there was a lengthy application process of essays and letters of recommendation from a family in our school, from a fellow teacher, and then from my principal.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a bit of work, but it was well worth it.
Well, I'm guessing there must have been several thousand applicants to narrow it down to 12 winning teachers nationwide.
Right. Well, as you said, mine comes from Region 7, so that's the states of Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin.
All right. So now we're going to full disclosure here, Jen. What makes you a good teacher? What did all the people that wrote you those glowing letters of recommendation say about you?
Well, it's somewhat embarrassing.
Don't be humble.
Well, I think one thing that I found myself coming back to, and I know that my colleague and parent wrote about, was really trying to model gospel values both in and out of the classroom. So with my students, I've helped to coordinate a monthly lunch at a local homeless shelter. And so the students will volunteer time outside of school to come and prepare a meal for the residents of the shelter and really get to
know them. Now, what shelter does this happen to be?
It's the Lincoln Park Community Shelter, located on Fullerton.
And how long have you been doing that ministry?
About 5 years.
So which means then your students will be with you one day per month or an evening, and they see you out of the classroom helping feed the poor.
Right.
That's phenomenal. That is gospel in action.
Jen, teaching is a really tough job at any level, and it's certainly a career, in my opinion, that here in the United States, in particular, we don't recognize as well as we should. We don't compensate as much as we should. But I will get off my soapbox, and I do want to ask you, what keeps you going? I mean, you've been doing this for 6.5 years. That's a fair amount of time. And what are you most passionate about when you stand in front of a group of 7th or 8th grade students and you start teaching either math or science?
Gosh, it's tough to say just one thing.
All right, give me a couple.
A couple would be just their own enthusiasm for learning. I think sometimes as adults we get a bit jaded towards the middle school grades and think just of the challenges of children that age, but mm-hmm. they get really excited about what we're learning and how it applies to their lives.
Okay, what else?
And the other thing, because I do get asked by my family sometimes, why don't I go to public schools and
sure.
have a bigger paycheck? But the families at our school are just outstanding. And I taught at St. Mark's in the Humboldt Park neighborhood before it closed, as well as St. Josephat. And each year I continue to just be so touched by the real appreciation that the families have for what we're doing at school, as well as the faith they model at home and how much I get from being a part of the family's lives.
Well, that's really gratifying to hear, because that is really an important piece of the educational process, and it certainly makes your job in the classroom a lot easier and an easier environment for the students to achieve as well, yes?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can just hear in your voice via the radio, because you're not in the studio, but talking via the phone, your enthusiasm that you really enjoy what you do, and there's a passion, and that speaks volumes, because young people, they are more aware of their world around them. You know, adults, teachers, let's say parents, who are really passionate about what they do. We're going to take a break here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Majors, and our guest is Jennifer Kowieski, the recipient of this Distinguished Catholic School Teacher Award in Region 7. We'll be back right after a break.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18-1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Help unwrap the holiday spirit this season with Catholic Charities' annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to help children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit. Sponsor a family, donate a toy, or volunteer with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back. Jennifer Kowiecki is our guest. She is the distinguished Catholic school teacher from Region 7. She teaches at St. Joseph at School here in Chicago, 7th and 8th grade students in math and science. Wow, 7th and 8th grade students in math and science.
And religion.
Do you find yourself not only being teacher, but also psychologist, sociologist, nurse, and counselor?
Sometimes. Luckily, we have a really good staff here, so I get to focus a lot on teaching, but absolutely I think most often it's the friendship issues that come up at 7th and 8th grade levels and talking through when there's an argument or somebody's upset with somebody else.
So peer support could also be peer distraction in some way.
Yes. Right? Oh, yeah. My goodness, yes. Yeah.
Now, when you stand in front of a classroom today, and then I'm asking you to look back, you know, a few, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago when you were still teaching, the students today, any distinctions, any differences from what you saw maybe 8, 9 years ago? Are they smarter, brighter, more technology oriented? What do you see?
An interesting one that you just mentioned is the interest in and facility with technology. So in my classrooms, both in the math and science rooms, we have an interactive whiteboard that a lot of people know as a smart board.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll post questions on the board. It's a touch screen, so the students love coming up and displaying their work in math class or answering a question in science class. And then we also have voting devices. So I also might pose a question, and at their seats they have
what
they think of as cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
But they can text in their responses, which is so great for me as a teacher, because then I can see in an anonymous way who really is grasping the material and who I might need to meet with on a smaller level.
That is amazing.
That's very cool.
That is amazing.
Do you use Facebook and Twitter too?
Not yet.
You don't.
but who knows where we'll move next. But it's wonderful too, because they're so motivated to want to answer a question.
What about yellow pads of paper and pencil?
Oh, we have that in the corner of the room.
Oh, thank God.
So
in the corner of the room.
That's
right.
they use it when they need to write out their
a walkthrough in history day.
Yeah.
John, I've been trying to get Father Greg to do a Facebook page for the last 8 years, and I'm starting to just throw in the towel and cash in. It's not going to happen.
I don't even know what that means. Mm-hmm. Jen, you know, you're speaking with such enthusiasm and passion. Now, you have been a classroom teacher for, what, about 10 years?
11 and a half years.
Okay, I was just trying to guess by the number of years you said it over at St. Mark's and then now at St. Joseph at. What got you interested in this whole area of teaching and knowing that you could very well be in a public school in the Chicagoland area or suburb, but here you are a dedicated teacher in the Catholic school system for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Is this going back to your own childhood? When did you want to become a teacher?
Well, certainly I was raised in Catholic schools from kindergarten through college.
In Chicagoland area?
No, I grew up in South Bend, Indiana.
Okay.
And then it was when I was at the University of Notre Dame.
You're a domer.
A domer.
I am. And there's a wonderful postgraduate service program at Notre Dame called the Alliance for Catholic Education.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, I had wonderful professors at the university and got me thinking about how I might do a year or two of service before my plan was to go to graduate school in psychology. And so I really loved the mission of the Alliance for Catholic Education and became a teacher through that in Florida. I was teaching second grade. It was really in that living in community with other Catholic school teachers where we talk about our days and talk through the challenges, but also the great joys we found in teaching and supporting one another when we needed it. But I just fell in love with what it meant to be a Catholic school teacher.
And you've been doing it now for just over a decade. So you've had the opportunity to not only be with students and be with, in some cases, their parents and kind of lead them through the educational process, but have you looped back to some of your students from maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago to see what they're doing today? And do they remember Mrs. Kowiski as being one of their favorite teachers in 7th and 8th grade?
Well, so you did mention Facebook. I have a policy that I won't be a friend with a former student till they're in college, and I have former students who are in college now, and
wow.
It's fun to get their updates where they're going to school and just how excited they are to be that level of education, and it is fun to get the messages from them of what they remember from way back in second grade, and It is very gratifying.
And you remember the teachers you really liked, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the really good ones, and then you remember the really bad ones as well.
Yeah. But you know what's really interesting is if you ask someone, you know, to go back in time to remember your favorite teacher, let's say from grammar school or high school, ask this of any adult, and the person will lock a name in their mind. If I were to ask that person, what did that teacher ever say to you? You can hardly recall a phrase or a sentence that they ever said to you, but why are they so outstanding? All these years later, a lot of times people say, because I know that teacher truly cared for me,
mm-hmm.
truly was there when I needed that teacher, someone to, you know, to be heard, just have someone talk to. And it's not so much because 90% of what we ever hear, we forget. But 50% of what we ever have experienced, we do tend to remember. Before we close the segment, Jen, give us a phone number. They can reach you at school or something to learn more about St. Joseph Ad or a webpage.
Oh, sure. So our school phone number, it's area code 773-549-0909.
The number once again.
Is 773-549-0909.
And a web?
And our website's very straightforward. It's www.stjosephat, all one word.
And Josephat is J-O-S-A-P-H-A-T.
Correct, .net.
Okay. Well, I want to say, go ahead.
And so there's lots of information on our school's website.
I want to thank in a very special way Jen Kowiski for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. And Jen is a recipient of the Region 7 Distinguished Catholic School Teacher Award. And she teaches at St. Joseph Ad School, Junior High. Jen, keep up the great work. God bless you. And wish we had more like you.
Oh, thank you very much.
And
have a great morning.
Thank you. And to our listening audience, we'll be back after a break. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Madjars, 312-255-8408.
Men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood.
Hello, I'm Lisa Pilato, the Catholic Charities Junior Board Manager, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute. 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. This December, Catholic Charities Junior Board needs volunteers to help unwrap the spirit during our celebration of giving. Your help is needed for several heartfelt opportunities to help local children and families have a joyous Christmas. December 4th and 5th, we need volunteers to help sort and package toys at the IBEW Hall at 600 West Washington. December 11th and 12th, volunteers can help us fill gift orders for children at our toy room at 1455 West Hubbard. On December 18th, we're looking for volunteers who can help make the season bright for our clients at our annual Early Childhood Christmas Party at our main office at LaSalle and Superior. There's always a way to help your neighbors at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our Junior Board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit CatholicCharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Time is 9:41 on this cold, cold Monday morning in Chicago.
It's 11 degrees, by the way.
Now, how did you know that?
I'm just looking at my little droid here, which has changed my life.
Okay, well.
See, 11 and light snow. See this? Look, Casey. Isn't
that beautiful. Cool?
What do you call that?
It's a Droid X.
I'll show you my cell phone.
I can do everything with this. The cell phone, is that the one that takes diesel fuel? Is that the one you still have?
Three-foot model.
Cutting edge of technology.
Right. The Catholic high school placement test will be given on Saturday, January 8th, 2011, at 8 o'clock in the morning. Students do not need to register for the test. They should take the test at the Catholic high school where the student wishes to enroll next school year. To find a Catholic high school where your child would like to take the test, visit schools.archchicago.org. And with us in studio to talk about the Catholic high school placement test, Casey Riedel, Admissions Director of Notre Dame High School for Girls in Chicago, and Bob McMillan, Admissions Director of St. Patrick High School in Chicago. Casey and Bob, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning to both of you. Wayne, look how young they are.
I know.
God, I feel ancient.
I know. What year did you graduate from high school, Bob or Casey?
I was in 03.
I graduated 1998.
Wow.
2003, huh?
Yes.
Wow. As opposed to 1903, which is when Father Greg and I graduated.
My gosh. Man, I feel ancient.
You have genes older than that.
I can't even find my genes. And, well, first of all, Casey, tell us about what's going on over at Notre Dame High School for Girls in Chicago as the Director of Admissions. Tell us a little about your role.
I joined the team last February, and since then we've had some really exciting things going on campus. We joined St. Ferdinand Parish campus last year, and we have had some great things going on. We have transitioned to the school and now house the third and second floor of the school building, so we are very excited about everything that's going on.
All right, Bob, how about at St. Pat's?
We're celebrating our 150th anniversary. It's a very exciting time. We just put in a new field turf field a year ago. We're looking to do some expansion in the upcoming years, depending on the economy. So,
you both are in charge of admissions into your schools. Talk to us and give us a sense of how it's going. Enrollment's on the uptick. Competition for good students greater than ever. Paint the picture for us, Casey.
We have lots of great things going on, as I said before. We have visited quite a few schools this year so far. I think we visited 42. We've had two open houses that have been greatly successful. We had a shadow day last Friday and had 15 students visiting us. So we're excited about what's happening.
Casey, how often do you have a shadow day?
We had three this fall, and we have two coming up this spring for seventh graders. And if there's students who are interested in a shadow day, we are able to set those up by request as well.
Now, you say shadow days. Are they for seventh graders? Do you have shadow days for eighth graders?
Yes, we have shadows for eighth graders and seventh graders. We focused our shadow days this fall on eighth graders, and then we allow the seventh graders to start visiting in the spring. But as I said, all seventh and eighth graders are welcome to request a shadow day, and we're happy to accommodate
and
those.
And how many students do you have that you anticipate taking the test on January 8th?
We're hoping for 50 students to be there. We're looking for a large freshman class next year.
Okay, good. Bob, how about at St. Pat's?
We actually had our sixth shadow day this past Thursday. We have our eighth shadow day tomorrow, and then we have one final shadow day January 7th, the day before test day.
Now, when you mentioned, Casey, that you have gone to 42 different grammar schools so far this fall.
Yes.
Now, when you walk into the classroom, of course you will have your speech, you know, about Notre Dame High School for Girls, but what are the most commonly asked questions of you regarding maybe high school and Notre Dame High School for Girls in particular?
Since we are an all-girls school, we get asked quite often, what is it like to go to an all-girls school? And we have to generate a lot of excitement about an all-girls school, because a lot of students, especially girls, are looking to go to a co-ed school. So we kind of have to switch their minds to going to an all-girls school. And then tuition assistance, that is always a big question, even from the students and parents alike.
And how about at St. Pat's, Bob?
Well, those are the two main questions, the kind of the single-sex education and then financial aid. But at St. Pat's particularly, how are your sports teams and how are they doing?
Well, the thing is, I'll tell you, when I went, was in 7th and 8th grade at Mary Seat of Wisdom, now granted this was about 85 years ago, that the choices I had, one was in Park Ridge, Maine South, Loyola Academy, and Notre Dame, and going to all three, the thing that really attracted me was Notre Dame in terms of sports, in terms of the size, and the fact it was an all-boys school. That actually attracted me in terms of an education, and I had four tremendous years at Notre Dame. In fact, I can honestly say on the radio that it was the education and the faith-based dimension of Notre Dame High School that led me to a seminary. Because I thought about priesthood back in grammar school when I saw the Holy Cross priest at Notre Dame High School for Boys. I thought, this is what I'd like to be. And then the priest would say, well, how about coming to Holy Cross to become a Holy Cross priest? I said, no, I think I'm staying in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Ended up then at Niles College Seminary of Loyola. So I think to let our listeners know, there is a value and a place for single-sex education like Notre Dame High School for Girls, St. Patrick High School for Boys, and you have done a phenomenal job. In the work you do, Casey, what do you find to be the most challenging and biggest obstacle?
I think the biggest obstacle is when you meet a family who you know would be great to attend Notre Dame, and we're excited to bring them in, and then tuition assistance comes up. That is the hardest thing for us to really challenge with. We want to make sure that everyone is afforded the same opportunity to go to Notre Dame High School for Girls, and especially with the economy the way it is, we're really hoping that we can provide them with tuition assistance. So I know it's very personal on all levels for families to discuss this, and we try very hard to provide the students with the tuition assistance.
Bob, talk to us about some of the opportunities for tuition assistance that might be available at your place, for example. I mean, scholarships from the school, what other options does a family have if they can't meet the financial obligation here?
Well, this year particularly, we're allocating $1.1 million for all of our in-house students. We also give a small percentage to our top testers, guys that score 99, 98 on the test. And then the third aspect of that is we work with outside scholarship organizations, Daniel Murphy, Link, HighSight. Mm-hmm. We work with all those different types of groups.
We're talking about the upcoming Catholic School Placement Test Day, which is coming up on Saturday, January. I used to hate those days.
I couldn't stand it.
I couldn't sleep for three nights before.
It was awful. And I didn't do well on it either.
Casey Riedel is our guest. She is the admission
director.
Surprised
you let me to high school.
Notre Dame High School. Well, you haven't got your diploma yet. It's still in the mail. She is the admission director at Notre Dame High School for Girls. Bob McMillan, the admission director for St. Patrick's High School here in Chicago. You're listening to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. We'll be right back.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackus along with Wayne Madjar's time in Chicago is 951. And Wayne, you continue to give me a hard time.
Well, no, I was just kidding about the high school diploma. I know you received it last week.
That's right. Finally came in the mail. We are talking with Casey Riedel, Admissions Director of Notre Dame High School for Girls in Chicago, and Bob McMillan, Admissions Director of St. Patrick High School for Boys in Chicago. And we mentioned in the very earlier segment that the Catholic High School Placement Test will be given on Saturday, January 8th at 8 o'clock in the morning. As Wayne, as you said, I couldn't stand that test, but it's important.
Do you ever have these nightmares where you will if you don't because you're young yet? These nightmares that you've taken a class, you're nearing the end of the semester, and you have a test to take, and you forgot to go to the class. This is usually a college experience. Yeah, yeah. You forgot to go to the class, and you're just petrified the night before because you've not attended one class, and you've got a final the next day. I have that. It's probably something. See, Michael Mays had it, too.
But you guys didn't go to class. What's the nightmare?
No, it's a very common part of psyche that you experience these things, and it's part of it is stress, part of it is just life in general. But just thought I'd throw that in because it's relevant to our conversations, because you do both at both your places a lot to kind of prepare students for the placement test, especially like the day or the night before. So tell us about what happens.
What do you do, Casey?
To kind of get them ready.
Absolutely. We are very excited. This is the first time we've ever done this. We are hosting an event Friday the 7th at 6:30, and it is called Primp, Prep, and Polish. So it's a fun spa-like night for the students to come in, get their nails done, do little facials, and then they will also have both of our guidance counselors in the building that will be giving them test-taking tips. They'll be able to have a chance to meet
all
of our
students.
Now, whose
idea was this? Was this yours?
It was. I guess I have to take credit for it.
That is wonderful, which means the 8th graders will be doing the testing on January 8th, that evening before. It's like a fun evening, plus tips on how to take the test. Let me ask a question. What are some of the tips you will offer on what to do and not to do?
I don't want to give too many of them away.
Okay,
but
we'll give one or two.
Some of the things that we're making sure, you know, eat a big breakfast. Make sure you get plenty of sleep. I think we were just discussing this. Don't second guess yourself. If you think you know the answer, that is the answer that you need to provide. So our guidance counselors will be there to share all of the test-taking tips, as well as some of our past students.
And Bob, the night before at St. Patrick High School?
We have an event called the Night Before Test Day. It's a basketball event. Varsity starts at 7 o'clock. We ask that the guys get there, the 8th graders get there. At 6 o'clock, we'll have pizza. If they want their faces painted, their hair dyed, we give them a T-shirt, and they get to stand in the student section and see what they'll be doing next year when they come to St. Pat's
now,
as a student.
Is this something new at St. Pat's?
This is the third year we're doing this.
Third year?
Yeah.
Now, can students they really can't study for these high school placement tests, can they? I mean, it's kind of you either got it or you don't at that point, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not an outline that we can give them.
Like a study guide.
Try your best and give it your all.
Yeah. And the tests are different from high school to high school, or are they standard? They're different?
Yeah, different high schools use different tests.
Different tests. Okay, so they're not portable. If I take a test at one school, I can't take that score to another school, right?
Well, some schools you actually have to test at to get into. In our case, at St. Pat's, if you do test at one of the other schools, we will accept that.
Okay.
But we do offer that in case you are wanting financial aid, tuition assistance, you're on a waiting list then.
I got you.
And the day of the test, you ask the student to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning to bring a couple of number 2 pencils.
That's and correct.
Get plenty of rest, breakfast. And, you know, when you talk to these 8th graders, what are the questions that you hear most about the test? I know there's this nervousness and stress. I remember, you know, Wayne took it and I took it, and I would worry way too much. So, you know, I can see what you, the whole theme the night before is a little fun. Basketball game, you know, have the girls with their nails and their hair and have, you know, tips for what the test is about. So you're really trying to set an atmosphere of calmness and fun. And I think you can't overstress that, correct?
Absolutely. We don't want them to be nervous at all. Come in, be familiar with the surrounding. I think that's why we're inviting them in, so they know the school, they know the room they're going to be taking the test in, and they aren't associating it with just taking it.
So they will actually be in the room that the test will happen in?
Correct.
That's great.
Do students put a lot of pressure on themselves? I mean, an undue amount of pressure? I mean, from your vantage points at your places, do you find that, I mean, these prep periods are good. Students make a decision on where they're going to go to high school. But it just seems to me, with all of the stresses and pressures that we hear about, even at the elementary school level today, that there's a danger that an experience like a placement test is traumatic for some students. Do you see that at all in the students that you work with every year?
I do. I mean, ours we go as far as saying it's not an entrance exam, it's a placement exam. The test itself does not determine whether you get into the school. It's just a piece of the puzzle. We take their grades from 7th and 8th grade, we'll take their standardized testing, and then we'll use that as kind of a mapping to what classes you'll be in. So that way the kid doesn't think, if I don't do well, I will not get in. It's more, you know, kind of diffuse that, oh, if I don't do well, I'm not going to get in. But
I think you hit the key word, Bob, and that is, it's a placement test, and that's just one piece of the puzzle. You look at the grades from 7th and 8th grade. You may even look at some of the extracurricular, but you look at the whole broad spectrum of an individual. And I think sometimes what students forget in 8th grade is these placement tests are a way to help the individual, and this placement exam is not a way as an obstacle, but a way to help the individual. But most of the time, we become our own worst enemies. And before we close here, Casey, give us a phone number and a website at Notre Dame High School for Girls.
You can contact me directly at Notre Dame High School for Girls. The direct number is 773-622-1541.
That number once again.
773-622-1541.
And the website?
Is www.ndhs4girls.org.
And how about, Bob, a phone number for St. Patrick High School for Boys?
Area code 773-282-8844.
That number once again?
773-282-8844.
And your web?
www.stpatrick.org, no dots, no dashes.
Now, a philosophical question. When you mentioned a number 2 pencil earlier, there was one laying on the counter here, and it's, lo and behold, it's the number 2 pencil. Has anyone ever seen a number 3 pencil?
When I was in 4th grade, we got the list mailed out to us for 3rd grade, and we had 4 number 4 pencils.
Really?
So it was like the conquest to find number 4 pencils.
I never heard of a 3 or 4.
I've never heard of a 3
it
or 4.
It was a typo, actually.
Or a 1.
We've got to bring this program to a close. We're going to get the signal here from Michael May. I want to thank in a very special way Casey Riedel, Admission Director of Notre Dame High School for Girls, and Bob McMillan, Admissions Director of St. Patrick High School for Boys, for joining us. Excellent job. Thank you always to Wayne Majars, co-hosting. Wonderful work also to our producer, Jasmine Kudos, and our engineer, Michael May, for their outstanding work. Thank you for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. Have a great week, and God bless.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.